Hi, I'm Kurt Watt with Reliable Insurance, reminding you that it's a beautiful day in Lafayette, Indiana.
Greater Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bonds strong.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Q-munity. My name is Jim Stone, and I have the pleasure of speaking with Dan Neufelder, the president of IU Health Arnett West Central Region. Thank you so much for taking the time. This has got to be a bit of a crazy time to be in the healthcare industry.
Yeah, it's a very busy time, Jim. We're working hard to mitigate the impacts of the disease, to try to slow the spread, and to protect our team members so that they're able to do their best work for our patients.
I was speaking with Jeremy Adler yesterday from the Tippecanoe County Health Department, and I asked him if he's sleeping well. How are you sleeping?
Some nights very well, some nights not so well.
Yeah. We got to be a part of an event the other night called Park and Pray, where a bunch of people came out and we did some prayers and we ran some stuff on the radio. Can you talk about that event and the impact it had on the people out there?
Jim, I've been in healthcare for over 40 years, and that was one of the most moving events that I've ever been a part of. We're incredibly thankful to you and to Q106.7 for your publication and support of that event. The work of Marguerite Carlos, who helped organize the event, Pastor Tom Redman, and members of the Crestview Community Church were outstanding, as well as other people from the community that came to join them. I have to admit, I didn't know how it was going to work, but for a number of my team members here at Arnett, we had a chance to go outside the hospital and walk around, and people's lights were blinking, horns were honking, people were waving. I was personally, it brought a tear to my eye, and I know that my team members felt incredibly gratified or just really, it was just an outpouring of love, and we felt it, and we felt the support from the community. It made a world of difference. And for other members of our team members who are at the hospital, many were able to go to the exterior windows to be able to watch the event, even though they couldn't be away from patients for very long. But it was really outstanding.
I went home that night, and I talk about sleep, and I think it was one of the best nights sleep I've had in a while, because I was just washed over with this great feeling as I went to sleep that night. Dan Neufelder from IU Health Arnett is my guest right now. You see this coronavirus coming. As a leader in the healthcare industry, a lot of people say, well, these guys signed up for this. I don't necessarily believe anybody signed up for this, but how do you focus your people to say, we've got a job to do and it's going to be scary? Where do you go as a leader of an organization?
Well, I think that for the people that I work with here at IU Health, and it's the same for other healthcare systems, people join this profession to do good work for patients and to be there at times when patients need them most. And so for my teammates, while many people could think we might be wanting to run away from this crisis, people are actually running to it. And it's remarkable. We've had within our system, we have not only the three hospitals within this region, the largest of which is Arnett, but we also have the Arnett Physician Group with all our outpatient clinics. We've had we've had dozens of team members, physicians, medical assistants, nurses that are actually moving from the clinic side to help support the hospital if there were a case where the number of patients would surge and we would need extra help within the hospital. So it's remarkable, their dedication. I'm inspired every day by the people that I work with, and it's really incredible.
Can you talk about the emotional side of what you see from the people emotionally, because this can't be the easiest thing to deal with?
Yeah. Well, this is a disease, Jim, that we really had not even last November when we were having Thanksgiving dinners, we'd never even heard of COVID-19. And so we're still learning a lot about the disease. So one issue, while people are responding to the needs of patients, there's also an underlying fear because we don't know exactly what we're dealing with. We do know it's highly contagious. We learn more things every day about the disease itself. It's very serious. This is not a form of the common, it's not a form of the flu from what we tend to think of, but it appears now that for the most serious patient, it has long-lasting impacts on kidney function, on the lungs, of course, but also the heart, and now most recently impacting the brain as well. So it's a very serious disease, and that's in the back of everybody's mind as we're taking care of each and every patient.
Dan Neufelder from IU Health Arnett is my guest today on the Q-munity. One thing that I haven't heard talked about that I want to ask you about, and it may seem crass, and forgive me if it does, but I think as a hospital, you guys do a lot of things. A lot of people come in to get treated for a lot of things, their surgeries and whatnot. You guys have to put a lot of that on hold because it's non-emergency at this point in time. That's got to have an impact on your business as a hospital as a whole. You still have to pay people. You still have things going on. How is that going to impact you as an organization going forward?
Well, we're very fortunate, Jim. We are part of IU Health. We are the 20th largest healthcare system in the United States. We've been successful, but we're also prudent. And so we have reserves that are helping us withstand this. So when this incident hit and we went into incident command on March the 10th, we made a commitment to our team members, which is what we call our employees because we work as a team here, as well as our physicians, that we were going to pay people their paychecks so people didn't have to worry about their personal financial situation as they're trying to determine the best work to do for their patients. It certainly has an impact. With the governor's direction, we have reduced elective non-urgent surgeries. So our surgery volumes are down about 80 to 90%. Our hospital volumes overall are down about 50%. And in our physician clinics, our physician visits are down about 2/3. It does have an impact, but we're a strong organization. We'll certainly be able to withstand this period of time and be ready to serve when we're on the other side of COVID-19.
Before I let you go, any last minute things, anything that you really want to say to people as we close this out?
You know, I'd like to say two things. One is I'd just like to say thanks to the broader community. The greater Lafayette area is a very strong community, and the way people are working together is just impressive, and it's really helping us as we go through this. The other thing I'd want to say, Jim, is just to remind all your listeners, this is a very serious disease. It's going to be, people ask me, when are we going to get back to normal? I don't exactly know what the new normal is going to be, but I do know it's not going to happen until we get a vaccine. So everyone needs to treat this disease with great seriousness, practice social distancing, wear masks, be safe until we get to the point where we can have a vaccine to help protect us against this disease.
Thank you very much for taking the time. I feel like doing something like this is so little compared to the job you have to do each and every day. So thank you for doing what you're doing, and tell all your people once again, thank you from us and all the Q1067 listeners. We greatly appreciate all you do.
Well, thank you very much, Jim, and thank you for your support.
Dan Neufelder from IU Health Arnett, today's guest on the Q-munity.
Hi, I'm Kurt Watt with Reliable Insurance, reminding you that it's a beautiful day in Lafayette, Indiana.